The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Very, very excited to have with us, of course, he proudly represents the 1st District of Louisiana, Congressman Steve Scalise. Welcome back to America First, Congressman.
Sebastian, great to be back with you.
So we've got some great news, a star defense team in terms of Jay Sekulow and Alan Dershowitz, and also Stephanie Grisham announcing that your colleagues, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, and others will be supporting the president's defense. That's great news. What's your expectation? A lot of my listeners, a lot of people supporting the president's agenda said Mitch McConnell needs to dismiss this day one, throw it out. It was an unfair process in the lower house. That didn't happen. Are we going to have to sit and watch Adam Schiff for weeks on end? What's Congressman Scalise's expectation?
Well, Sebastian, I think that the best case that we can make for why the president didn't commit a crime and shouldn't be removed from office is just having Adam Schiff sitting there just going through all of this garbage. Literally, I mean, can you imagine Adam Schiff on the Senate floor calling for fairness in a trial? Here's a guy who literally denied fairness when he ran the House trial. He held most all of his hearings in secret, behind closed doors, in the basement of the Capitol. He didn't allow us to call most of our witnesses. In fact, the House rules, Sebastian, House rules require that the minority get a full day of hearings for an impeachment. We asked for that multiple times, and then Schiff and Pelosi broke the House rules to say, no, we're not going to let the minority have a fair day to call your own witnesses. And even with that, every one of their witnesses under oath when asked, every one of them, did you see a crime committed? No. Was there an impeachable offense by the president? No. Was there bribery? No. That's what happened in the House. And so because they have no case, they could not show a crime because there was no crime. They go to the Senate, and they're now asking the Senate to mop up their mess. Hey, we need to call more witnesses because we didn't make our case in the House. Well, I'm sorry, Sebastian. It's the responsibility of the Democrats to make their case, and they didn't. It's not the responsibility of the Senate to go and fix the mess that they made. They should have dropped this thing. They should have never. I mean, impeachment from the beginning was a personal vendetta. They don't like the president. They don't like the result of the 2016 election. Frankly, it's the people, the millions of people that went out to vote for Donald Trump that they really, really are targeting with this impeachment, because they're trying to undo the vote of those millions of hardworking men and women, the forgotten men and women of this country, who said enough is enough. I want an outsider like Donald Trump to come in and clean up this mess, to drain the swamp. And he's doing exactly that. The president's doing all the things he campaigned on. It's working. Families have more income in their pocket. We're rebuilding a middle class in this country. We're finally seeing, because of low taxes and controlled regulations, our economy coming back. And what's their answer? Get rid of the president. I think it shows you how weak their field is on the Democrat side. The fact that, look, the New York Times, for goodness sake, yesterday could not even rally behind one single Democrat. They had to endorse two candidates. And it was a backhanded insult at both of them when they wrote the endorsement. So it shows you how weak their field is. If they had a strong field, do you think they'd want to be on the Senate floor talking about impeaching Donald Trump, or would they be touting their own candidate? They don't have a field. They don't have a candidate. And this president's done a great job. They are abusing the power of impeachment, and it's on full display right now by Adam Schiff on the Senate floor.
You've summarized very eloquently, Congressman Scalise, why the Democrats are doing what they're doing, this attempt, this double-handed attempt to nullify the 16 election and steal the 2020 election. It sounds absolutely correct. Now, you don't have to mention names, but please talk to us about this phase. In the last 3.5 years, you have been one of the few people truly fighting for that agenda that brought us Donald Trump in the White House, making America great again. You've been one of the fighters in the trenches with a handful of others in the House. We haven't seen that kind of determination in the Senate. So I don't want to put you on the spot, but can I ask you, do you trust your GOP colleagues in the Senate that they will behave in as robust a fashion as this circus requires?
Well, I think you will see that. I think you started seeing it Sebastian, in the Kavanaugh hearings. That was, I thought, a very proud moment for the Republican-controlled United States Senate. And look, you don't find a House member praising the Senate too often, but I've got to say, I mean, first, Mitch McConnell, the fact that he kept the Scalia seat open. When many people wanted Obama to replace Scalia with a liberal, Mitch said, no, we're going to let the people of this country decide it. And that was a big factor in helping elect Donald Trump, because people knew who Trump was going to put on the bench, and he's done that. We knew who Hillary, by the way, was going to put on the bench, and it would have been people of the ilk of, you know, kind of a Ruth Bader Ginsburg philosophy. So the Kavanaugh hearings really did give the Senate an opportunity, and you saw people like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and others really step up. And I think you're going to see some of them. Now, they can't talk on the Senate floor because the rules constrict it. But in the media, I think we need to see those senators out there laying out these facts. The facts have been basic. Jim Jordan started during those hearings saying, stick to the facts. There was no crime committed. Ukraine got the money. By the way, this is all about Ukraine not getting money in exchange for an investigation. The investigation never happened, and Ukraine got the money. So, gee whiz, at some point, Sebastian, do the facts actually matter in this? Because the crime that they're alleging never happened. It never happened.
In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Congressman Scalise, what is your message not only to the people of your district in Louisiana, but across the nation who don't follow these issues so closely, aren't really, you know, addicted to the political process and just want to live their lives? Can you speak to the enormity of what's happening and what will happen in November, Congressman Scalise?
I'd be happy to. And in fact, Sebastian, this is where the Democrats have the biggest disconnect right now in Washington. So Pelosi and Schiff and all of these other radical socialists that want to promote that kind of socialist agenda and are fueled by hatred of the president and the fact that he got elected are missing the point that, first of all, you go anywhere in America, and I go not only in my district in southeast Louisiana, but the swing districts around the country. People don't want Congress to be doing this impeachment kind of personal destruction and political vendetta kind of stuff. They want Congress to be focused on things like lowering drug prices, which, by the way, we put together a coalition of Republicans and Democrats to lower drug prices. President Trump would sign the package of bills. Families for months would have been paying lower drug prices. Pelosi won't bring that to the floor because of this impeachment witch hunt.
Right.
So there's a real cost to impeachment, and the Democrats are now starting to pay that cost, because when they go back home, they can't talk about what they've done to lower drug prices or to secure the border or to strengthen our nation's defense. I mean, frankly, they attacked the president for killing a terrorist a few weeks ago.
Incredible.
Their party is lost right now in all of this personal hatred instead of fighting for families, which is what President Trump is doing.
He is Steve Scalise. We need many, many more like him, a great American, a true patriot. Follow him right now on Twitter at Steve Scalise. Congressman, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for joining us today on America First.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. I want to talk to you for a moment about ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. We saw this week how valuable and how strategic the efforts of ADF are as they contend for our first freedom in the courts. They are really the best and the brightest contending for the values we share. Go to townhallreview.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.